The afternoon. Much of the UK has been battered by strong winds and more than 10,000 homes remain without power. Major roads across England and Wales are closed and rail services are also affected. Jim Dales, a forecaster from the British Weather Services.
The wind was mainly in and around the M4 corridor and south of there, so obviously it's going to be erroneous where it goes, you know, that's the way of it. But further north into the Midlands and further north than that, flooding is the problem, I believe, at the moment. There's around about 296 flood warnings.
Junior doctors in England have begun a six-day walkout over pay. The government says demands for a 35% wage increase are unrealistic. Labour frontbencher Nick Thomas-Symonds says it's down to ministers to restart negotiations.
They have to put that work in to try and finally find that landing zone. I'm not suggesting it's a space that everyone's comfortable with, but it's something everyone can live with and move on.
Israel's neither confirming or denying killing a top Hamas official, as Hezbollah warns a drone attack on Beirut won't go unpunished. There are fears it could spark an escalation in the Middle East conflict. The policing minister says the UK should have a zero-tolerance attitude towards shoplifting. Chris Philp says a very generous benefit system means there should be no excuse for theft after a 27% rise last year. In tennis, Emma Raducanu's into the main draw of the Australian Open and will no longer have to go through qualifying. Britain's former US Open champion didn't have a good enough pre-injury ranking to get in, but enough players have now withdrawn for her to get a spot. And female artists led the way last year, spending the most weeks at number one in the singles chart since records began in 1952. Women took top spot 31 times out of 52. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
I couldn't find my glasses. 11 degrees today, light rain showers and a moderate breeze. Looking okay out there at the moment. And dry. It should, from about 5 o'clock, have no chance of rain. And it should be dry overnight into Thursday, which will be 9 degrees. So feeling a little bit cooler than it is today.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, yesterday, I think yesterday, actually, Scott Ross might have done this story. So if I'm pinching it, Scott, I'm terribly sorry. A Florida woman wants Hershey to pay £5 million over misleading Halloween sweets. It's giving me ideas of stuff that I could do, like a wagon wheel. That is so much smaller than it was when I was a kid. I'm suing you. Don't think you can do that. I'm not sure about these extra long fingers of Kit Kat. You know I love, not Kit Kat, Twix. You know I love a Twix. I'm not sure about the extra long fingers. It makes me very, very greedy. They're like double the length. I don't know. I don't know if they need to do that. There's also a white chocolate version. Why anyone would do that, I've got no idea. It's disgusting. Anyway. So this woman would like to sue Hershey's over misleading sweets. Now, Cynthia from Florida argues that she bought the Halloween-themed peanut butter treats, but they didn't match the packaging. She was especially fond of the cute-looking eyes and mouth shown on the packets of the peanut butter pumpkins, prompting her to spend £3.52 on them at an Aldi supermarket. Aldi, I don't know. When she opened the bag, she found they were not the facial... the facial features were missing, and there were no carvings whatsoever. A legal case, a class action suit against is £5 million, or £3.9 million UK pounds, and she accuses the Chockies conglomerate, get my words out, of being materially misleading. Numerous consumers have been tricked and misled by the pictures on the product's packaging, she adds. Miss Kelly is not only citing the Halloween treats in her case, but a football-themed peanut butter product that doesn't actually feature the laces as seen on the packs. Well, it's true, because if you're saying this is what the packet thing is, they should know, these companies, that you are expecting to find a chocolate with laces on it. I agree. A case filed in Tampa also references several videos on YouTube. She's seeking damages for anyone in Florida who bought items including Reese's peanut butter pumpkins, peanut butter bats, peanut butter footballs, and Christmas assortment of peanut butter snowmen stockings and bells. Hershey's have not commented on the case. There you go. I suppose you should chance your arm. But the thing is, if you sell a product, if you're in business and you sell a product and it isn't what it is on the outside in the box, you're like, what the hell is that? Then that's not right. It's not, is it? The one thing that I got over Christmas, which I love, and I did order it through the TikTok shop, was the Spaceman. I don't know if you've seen them, the little projectors. It cost me £9 or £10. I think it came over from China, so it's probably listening into everything I was saying, but not that it'd be interested. But it does brilliant projections onto the ceiling. They're great. It's nice for kids' rooms as well. That was my little bargain, actually. I was really pleased with that. It does all different colours. You've got green stars, and then it can do purple, orange, blue, and yeah, it's kind of relaxing. Unless you get it in your eyes and it stings a bit. It stings a bit. Don't look into the laser. Now, Emma Bunton had an amazing album out probably about 20 years ago. It was really well produced and I bought a copy of it actually because I really liked it. So here she is. This is Emma Bunton from Spice Girls. What took you so long?
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local. We'll be right back.
All the times, all the hills that we've climbed, all the mountains high, peace of mind, rest assured, how I swear I'll be there for you. All the things that you do, I don't deserve what you do, but it's here and it's now and it feels amazing. Cause you're my only love. You're the one I want. Yeah, yeah. And you're my only. You got me where I want. Got me where I want. No love. These are times to celebrate life. I would take those dresses from your head, put memories instead in its place. So baby, it's true, I can never be blessed again with a girl like you. They can never contest, I can never do that to you. Anyone resist and shoot down and reload, yeah. Cause you're my
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.com.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Here we go. This is a little bit of Cool in the Gang. We get down on it.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me.
Get down on it.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on and
get down on
if
it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it. Standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down. What you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on, man.
Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Down on
by standing on the wall, get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. Oh, when you move, 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 you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it as you move.
What you gonna do?
Oh dear. Now, I was hoping to speak to somebody from Chelmsford this morning because I go up to Chelmsford. I love Chelmsford, actually. It's not somewhere that I used to go very often. And as I've been in Brentwood, I come to work in Brentwood. I do pop up there and also to Braintree. So Essex is a fantastic place to live. We're so lucky. And I've lived in Essex all my life, except when I lived in Dublin for a couple of years. Anyway, I digress. But... Now, I looked very quickly at this story this morning and was a bit kind of thought, what's wrong with it? And I thought, I'll speak to Martin from MJ Media, but he can't talk to us today because he lives in Chelmsford. And I thought, I'll find out from Martin. Anyway, I've had a look online, so you might have seen this. It's in the news. It's actually be on the BBC News as well. There's an error been spotted on a new Chelmsford road sign. Now, I'm not the best person with spelling, okay? But there's a roundabout which goes to Colchester, Harwich, then you've got Stansted, Sudbury, Braintree, and then London, Southend, Basildon and Boreham. Okay, they're all shown. Then they've got another arrow. And instead of saying Chelmsford, it's Chelmsord. They've missed the Ford. They've missed it. Done it completely wrong. Chelmsford, not Chelmsord. And the sign's gone up. The sign has gone up. Now, I'm not sure who has... Essex County Council apologised to the residents for the unfortunate mistake, which they can pretty much, you know, they won't do a brand new sign. They'll just put a little sticker over the unfortunate letter S and change it to an R. The error was not present at the design stage, appeared due to a printing error, and replacement sign will be installed as soon as possible, so they say. So they might do the whole sign. Essex Highway said, we apologise to local residents about this unfortunate mistake. The mistake was not present in the design that Essex Highway signed off, but appeared during printing, and the developer is aware that it needed to be replaced as a priority. The replacement will be installed as... as quickly as possible. It's Chelmsford. So the F is missing. Don't replace the F with the S, like I just said, because that's wrong. Chelmsford. There we go. So you might have seen that story. I know that people in Chelmsford are like, oh, I can't believe they've done it. We've had people just graffiti on the signs of where I live. I won't tell you, but... One of them was actually quite funny. That was a long time ago, though. But, yeah, don't do graffiti. It's like, you know, we need to see the signage. There's nothing worse when you're driving along, like, where am I going? And if you haven't got your, you know, your phone sort of set up to do your navigation, you've got no idea. Chelmsford, I like going to Chelmsford. I don't like the journey back from Chelmsford because of that A12, especially if you're coming back late at night. It's suddenly like you can't use the A12. Can't get onto it. Don't know where you are. But that road is so appalling, that A12 section. If you drive down there on a regular basis, if you're in the Essex area, you know that road needed to be repaired a long, long time ago. There's literally like chunks out of it. It's like, da-donk, da-donk, your car would make a terrible noise. So hopefully that will be sorted soon. Now, somebody who was from Essex and a friend of mine, Dee Hunter, or Dee Hepburn, she was married to the lovely Chris, she sadly passed away a couple of years ago. And fought very bravely against glioblastoma, which is a dreadful brain cancer. And she did actually, you know, she had a lot of treatment and operations. And then she had about a year and a half where she kind of went back to normal. And it was amazing. I went to her 40th birthday. She looked beautiful. And I've got some video and some video of her blowing out a cake and performing, because she was a singer-songwriter. And then, you know, disease started to worsen. It's not curable, glioblastoma. A lot of people who get glioblastoma don't go on for more than sometimes a year. So she had a very Buddhist kind of belief in life and music and everything. And she was a lovely soul, a very, very kind girl, and left behind a great husband, Chris, and two young boys, two sons. And life is just so dreadfully unfair. And she was a great singer-songwriter. So check her out online. You'll also find her on YouTube, Dee Hepburn. And there is a very funny video of her singing Tim Minchin's song, which is where she plays one key and she's singing in another. It's a joke song and it's very, very good. But this is her. This is a song she wrote when she was ill. And she recorded it during her illness. And this is called This Old Town. And this is Dee Hunter. And I'll tell you that story because... about her life, because if you listen to the lyrics now, you can understand what she was singing about.
Cobbled streets and a bumpy road, 12 o'clock and the beer starts flowing. Put up your umbrella, the sea mist hits you like your broken dreams do. Couples hand in hand, they wonder, solitary man walks near. The anchors hold the boats together.
Burn with This Old Town. Coming up, we've got some Justin Timberlake, and then I'll be back with some traffic and travel.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes nowhere. I got that sunshine.
sunshine in my pocket. That good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Been so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop, stop. Under the lights when everything goes. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move. You when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. So just dance, dance, dance. So just dance, dance, dance.
That is Justin Timberlake. Thank you to everybody that's sending me in their voice notes. I've only played out a few this morning, or one or two, but as from sort of tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, I'll be playing out loads. So thank you so much. If you do want to get involved and do a voice over for the station, it's really easy. Get your phone, record a voice note into your phone, and then email it to radio@phoenixfm.com. And if it's specifically for my show, then you can just email it in and put for the attention of Michelle. But you can do it for Phoenix FM. You can say, I love Phoenix FM, yeah, or get a few of you to shout it out, or say, I love local radio, I listen to whoever, you know, get involved, and you might get your voice on radio. And you can actually say, you know, you might be Daniel's done a few for me. It's like, Dan, I listen in, love Michelle's show, or, you know, listening to Drive Time, or to 123, the really good daytime shows we've got here on Phoenix FM. You know, it's and also don't forget about the nighttime crew as well, and the weekend shows, all really good. Yeah, you can get involved and do your little voiceovers like this one here.
We love local radio.
The news.
The interviews.
And music you can dance to.
Phoenix FM.
And they are Francesca's grandchildren, or some of the grandchildren. I can't believe she's got grandchildren, to be honest, but that's a fantastic one. They did that for me, not last year, I think the year before.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you locally. Now, at the moment, Brook Street roundabout is fine. A little bit busy coming up from Brook Street roundabout and heading down towards Brook Street roundabout. There are some temporary traffic lights. I think it's near to where you've got the harvester on the road going towards Brentwood, so there's temporary traffic lights there. Very busy around Wilson's Corner in all directions, especially on the Ongar Road. Heading up the A12, that's fine, no issues there, except for the 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16. Ongoing roadworks, looking pretty clear. Heading up from Brook Street roundabout towards the M11, you've got a clear run, no issues there. And if you're heading down towards Lakeside, again, no issues. More traffic and travel in an hour. The boys have been doing brilliantly. Beat Bakery featuring George Bone. One more time.
My eyes on you, your eyes on me. Moving left and right, but you're all I see. Let's make a move, don't go away. This feeling's worth too much and I'm here to stay. Can't escape you when you say you love me. In the crowded room and yet you're all that I see. Heart is racing when I feel you touch me, and you're showing me the way. We could stay all night, dancing to the flower.
about to show, set us free. Let's experiment, make some chemistry. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Try to ruin and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. So we could stay all night.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love this song. See what you think. I'll tell you more about it after. Tell you about it now, actually. It is Jungkook with Usher standing next to you. I love it.
Take me slow. I push up on this funk and give me miracles. Making on how we love to ride is something we control. Divide us, we'll survive the test of time. I promise I'll be right.
feel that. It's like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. Though for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's when we do it.
Right here. You feel it?
Coast.
We rolling yet?
Coast.
Yeah.
Coast.
Oh, come on. Now, Jungkook, I think I have seen him before on TikTok. And he is a South Korean singer, and he rose to prominence as a member of what band was it? Let's have a look. I'll look at the Wikipedia. Which one is it? Let's have a look, because I've got loads of. Is it BTS? Yeah, from 2016. But he's excellent. I mean, he's only 26. He's just incredible. I just love, and the video is awesome. There's loads of people trying doing the dance that he does, and also Usher as well. But I just love that song. It's such a beautiful production, and the video is great. I love it because it's kind of soul-y, funky, great hook. But do check it out. It's what happens over in Korea. They set up like bands, and they have maybe sometimes up to like eight, you know, girls or boys in one band, and then they kind of they're really really pushed and push the limits with stuff that they do, and then they make a lot of money, or the record companies do, and then they're on to the next band to set them up to do the same kind of thing. So, and all of them are amazing dancers, all of them are amazing singers, and all of them look incredible. So yeah, I think there's quite a quite a turnover with there's been a lot of people that have, you know, talked about being in bands like that and what it's like as well. Yeah, it's great. They're kind of getting that crossover, but I just love it. I just love it. Got to check it out. Please do. Listen to me. You know when you get so, I'm really excited about it. I mean, I love my independent music, and that is not independent. That is like Usher and Jungkook, who are probably multimillionaires and got a massive record company behind them and everything else, but I still absolutely love it. Somebody else I really love as well, and she doesn't get enough recognition really, is the one and only Jessie Ware. This is her with Nightlight. Her track's out with Kylie Minogue and all sorts of people, and yeah, she's great. Here she is.
Here
Now, I've only just realised that there is actually going to be a tube strike. I didn't know. I'm meant to be going up to the hospital next week in London. I won't be able to go because it's at St Paul's. And I can get to Liverpool Street and then I'd have to walk. And I think there's a little bit of a distance, so I won't be going. So tube strike will cause chaos from this Sunday evening until next Friday morning. TfL warns little or no tube service next week from Monday until Thursday. There we go. If you just in case you've got something arranged or you're going to an appointment, like I mean, with me, I won't be able to, because this is in the afternoon. It was going to be a squeeze, but I would have made it into London, leaving here, then dropping the car off at the station, then going into London. But as there's not going to be any service from Liverpool Street to get to St Paul's, not much. And I won't make it if I hop on a bus. So it's a bit, it's just not enough time. So there we go. That's I've had to cancel that appointment. So just in case you're going anywhere, just be aware. Major disruption is going to begin this Sunday, January the 7th, when the tube service will end earlier than normal, with passengers advised to complete all your journeys on Sunday by 5:30. And then that's going to run through from Monday to Thursday next week. I don't know what people are going to do, because if you work in like Liverpool Street or maybe Fenchurch Street. And I remember when there were tube strikes when I worked in London. I think I went to Liverpool Street and I was working Farringdon, and I did walk it, I think, on one day, which was quite a walk because you couldn't get the buses. The problem is the buses are going to be rammed, so you won't be able to get on a bus. And if you're going to an appointment, it's really difficult. If you're working in London, some companies will put you up in a hotel, but a lot of companies won't do that. So it just makes for a lot of stress. Let's put it that way. A lot of stress if you're going to work in London. And I was doing a job on reception at the time, so I couldn't be late. And it was just, do you know what? I can still feel my legs burning from doing that walk. I mean, I got up really early to go there. I think it was on a Friday, but it was only one day. This is going on, over a series of days. That's not good. But, you know, some people are okay to strike. And I suppose we've got to be grateful that some people can. Most people, if you want a pay rise or anything else, you got no chance. No chance, because you're not with a union or anything else. So there we go. I don't know if I want to do a job as a tube driver. You've got to deal with the general public, and that just must be awful. That just must be awful, especially because people get in a rage or they're upset or they don't, you know, you're a driver or they're having to go, or you get people being sick or there's violence and all sorts of things going on. And oh no, dealing with drunk people. Oh no. Sounds like a gig, to be fair. Sounds like one of the gigs I used to do.
People they come and people they go. When the list turns and the colours they show. Can you hold on the seasons? Through the seasons, oh, till every.
Can you hold on to see?
is a great song. That's 30 Seconds to Mars with Seasons. We'll be having a chat with Bob Simpson in a while. Happy New Year to Bob. If you're outside, you might be outside. And we'll have a chat with him soon, and plus another hour of great music. Let's head over to the
on
news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.